Welcome to Star 94.1, Alvin Slaughter. Alvin, how are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking.
Great. We got a new project out. It is an anointing project. Love the project. Let's talk about that project.
Absolutely.
The Faith Life?
Faith Life.
Faith Life.
Yeah.
Why Faith Life?
You know, it's interesting. I've done an album called On the Inside a few years ago, and we had a great time doing it. Kevin Bond produced it. We had a great time. And then between that album and the Faith Life, life happened. You know, it seems like, and I guess everybody's been going through a lot of different type of changes and new things going on in their life. And sometimes things happen, it just doesn't make sense. You pray that God would move in a certain way, and he doesn't. You believe in God to answer in a certain way, and he doesn't. And it's not that your faith gets shaken. It's not even sometimes that you don't even believe God anymore. Sometimes you don't even believe in yourself. You start feeling like sometimes that maybe you're not praying the right way, you don't have enough faith, you don't have enough anything. And then that's the thing the enemy wants, to kind of get you to start doubting yourself, doubting God. And before you know it, you're stuck. And there are a lot of people that are stuck in life, going to church on Sunday, but stuck in life, doing all the right things, but stuck in life. And that kind of happened to me. You know, I've been second and traveling for a lot of years and loving every minute of it, but I got to a point where I didn't enjoy it anymore. And I thought maybe God was finished with me. I'm traveling all over the world, doing all these things. But there was something that was happening, and I didn't realize what was really happening. And in a nutshell, God was really just repositioning me and changing my direction and bringing me, along with music, into some new areas of life. And I don't know about you or a lot of other people. Sometimes I'm not that real happy about changing. I'm kind of resistant to change.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes God has to make us or allow us to be a little uncomfortable where we are so that way we can seek him for what's happening. You know, and so that way we don't just get stuck in the same place. And that's what the Faith Life is about. The Faith Life are songs that will encourage people. Songs that will help people to get into God's presence. Because when you don't find answers, then you need presence. Because, you know, one of the things you find as you live life is that life comes in seasons. And I don't care if you fast, you pray, you jump, you scream, you shout. It's still going to be a season. When it's wintertime, you can pray that summer will come all you want, but it's still going to be wintertime. When it's summertime, you can pray for the cold and say, oh, Lord, please let it be cold in the month of August. It's just not going to happen. It's season. So sometimes we need songs of faith to help us to endure the seasons of life. And to me, the only thing that helps me with that is the presence of God, because sometimes life don't make sense. But the scripture says something that blows me away, and I ain't trying to preach it, but it did say, it said, in the presence of God, in the presence of the Lord, there's fullness of joy. It didn't say that my situation would change. It didn't say that things would get better. I may have to learn some things in the process. I may have to change the way I think. God may have to give me wisdom, because faith and wisdom works hand in hand. But even in the midst of my storm, in the midst of my not understanding which way life is taking me, I can still find joy and peace, even when I feel like my faith is not strong enough. Because who feels their faith is strong enough? Nobody does.
Nobody does.
And sometimes you get this perception, you know, we watch people on TV, you know, and I'm on TV myself, but we watch preachers and we watch singers and we seem like we're up there and we're doing our thing and we got it all together. Well, guess what? You know, we all got faith, Clay, man. We all desperately need God. So the Faith Life for songs to help us to make it through the life when it seems like divorce is looming, when you get a bad report from the doctor, when the kids are acting crazy, when the job situation is not working, when all those things are going on in life, and that's just the way life is. That's what Faith Life is.
Hey, and there are some great songs up there. We're going to talk about a few. Now, I like My Joy and Anything, but tell me about My Joy.
You know, I tell you what, a friend of mine wrote that, Trent Corey, who has a music pastor at a great church down in Ocala, Florida. And, you know, when I first heard that song, I heard it during the time when I wasn't exactly having a whole lot of joy in my life.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, what he did, it gave me hope. He said he turned my morning into dancing over and over and over again. And that one line right there took me away, because it made me understand something. That if I can remember what God has done in the past, I can remember that God will also take me through in the future. In and just hearing the sound of the people singing over and over again, and singing that one line over and over again, it gave me joy and it gave me hope. Even when my situation didn't change, it gave me joy. You know, and I'm looking back now, and at one time I sung it in faith, but now I sing it because I've experienced it. So you don't have to wait till you experience joy to say it and to feel it. But now I've seen the God's doors through those periods of our life, and now it's become real. So, man, when we do that song in concert, I mean, sometimes I feel like we can't shut that song down. People get hooked up and connected with it. And, man, that's what I'm hoping that it does with everybody that listens to the CD.
Great song. How about Sacrifice for Praise? Now, I'm going to tell you, Alvin, man, when you do ballads, oh, man, they're awesome.
Oh, man.
But tell us about Sacrifice for Praise.
That means a lot that you say that. If I had my way, I would probably only do ballads.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big teddy bear, man. And I love stuff that just makes me cry. And you know what? You know where I got that from? I wrote that song, and I got that during the time I was reading about David in the Bible. And David does some crazy things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to have been off the war fighting with the other kings, but he wasn't. He stayed home, ended up sleeping with Bathsheba, who was the wife of one of his, you know, leaders of his,
right,
of his military. He sleeps with Bathsheba. She gets pregnant. And then on top of that, he has her husband, his main man, who did nothing to him. He had him put in the front line and had him killed. And I thought about that, and I said, wait a minute, this is the guy, David, that we call a man after God's own heart.
Right.
And I said, wait a minute, and we call ourselves psalmists. And David wrote most of the Psalms. And I said, well, what is the deal with David? And David said in Psalm 51, he said something that blew me away. He said, God, I would offer you burnt offerings, and I would offer you sacrifices. We don't do all that kind of stuff nowadays. He said, but if I did it, you wouldn't even accept it. What you really want is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And that doesn't mean sadness. That means pliable. God, here's my heart. Do whatever you want to do with it. I've been doing things my own way. And then he said, and after I do that, then you will take my sacrifices. So I wrote that song because I realized that a lot of times I've been trying to do things my own way, trying to give God what I thought he wanted. Not what I thought he wanted, but what I wanted to give him instead of giving God what he wanted. And the sacrifice that God wants is a heart attack, and they call it a broken heart and a contrite spirit. That's the kind of sacrifice that he really wants. Instead of me busy trying to give him the sacrifice that I want to give him,
mm-hmm,
he wants me to give him a heart that is after him, and a heart that wants to be changed and transformed by him. And I didn't like that song really for everybody. I wrote that song for me. I started singing it in my car one day. And I was saying it to myself, and I got to tell you, man, I felt like God was right in the car with me. And I shouldn't be telling this because I'm a big 6'3" New Yorker. You know? But man, I started weeping in the car, man. I felt God's presence and it touched me. And one day I was just kind of singing it in the studio, and I said, man, let's just try to put this thing down, and we ended up teaching the choir, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Great song. Great.
Thank you. Thank you.
How do you enjoy doing TV? I've seen you on TVN helping them out, but how do you enjoy doing Praise the Lord and just being on TV? How do you like doing that?
You know, it's interesting. I've been doing TV for a lot of years, for many, many years, and I've sung with a lot of different evangelists. What I used to do a lot of, up until about 2000, I sang with most of the major evangelists. People know me from singing with Benny Hinn. I used to do a lot of stuff with T.D. Jakes. I did stuff with Rod Parsley. And I still do from time to time. I mostly now do concert ministry. But you know what's interesting, when you're traveling with people, when you're on television, you have people that you agree with.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that you don't agree with.
Right.
And you have people that you go, you know, they got real close to the line on that one there.
Yeah.
And I'm not naming names, but I'm saying that, you know, the truth is that I don't agree with everything and everybody, but I believe in the vehicle. I love what Paul and Jan has done. I mean, you know, 30 years ago, they put together this little TV network in California. Now they have over 7,000 stations around the world. And I know them personally. So it's not just, to me, they're not just TV personalities.
Mm-hmm.
I know their heart personally. And I know that their heart to reach the world with the gospel. And, you know, in order to do what I do, you know, I don't believe in heresy. I don't believe in taking the Bible and twisting it.
Right.
But I do believe that in order to do what I have to do, you have to have a mercy gift. I mean, every week I'm in churches of different backgrounds, different colors, different denominations. I just came off the road off of a 12-day trip. And during that time, I was in St. Croix. From there, I went to North Carolina. From there, I went to Toronto, Canada. Then I went to California. Then I went to, I was at churches of every different race and every different denomination. And some of them run around the building and throw the baby up in the balcony and high five. And some of them are so quiet, you can hear a pin drop in the place. And I've had to, and in the beginning, that was really hard for me when I first started traveling, because I have my own, I have a worship like everybody else. But I've learned to appreciate the difference. But most important, I've learned to realize that my job is not just to blend, but my job is to bless. And not to go there and just to take it. I don't go to join a church or just accept everything at face value. I want to stir things up and make a difference. Now, that may not be reflected as much in television, because I know what my job is there. My job there pretty much is to sing my song and then let others do what they do. So it has become twofold. It's been a way for me to support the building of the kingdom through media. I mean, you don't have a lot of different media outlets on television, you know, to express it. And then it also gives, it's an added chance for exposure that God gives to me so that we can go out and continue to minister. I mean, it's been kind of amazing. In the years of doing this, I've never, ever called the church or called the ministry. Everything we do is by referral. People keep calling us. Couple of thousand calls a year to travel around the world and to minister, which is what I love to do. I love to sing and share my heart with people, do our recordings, and I think that's one of the vehicles that God has given us. You know, none of our vehicles are perfect,
right?
But it's one of the vehicles that God has given us to be able to share the gospel through song.
Well, Alvin, it has been a blessing. Our guest has been Alvin Slaughter, new project, The Faith Life. If you don't have it, go out and pick it up. You will definitely be blessed. Alvin, thank you. It's always a pleasure talking to you, a pleasure watching you on TV, doing some anointed things, and love that Alvin Slaughter sound. Thank you.
Well, I love that, man. And I tell you what, when I'm down in Virginia, man, I love listening to your station. I think I was just there just for one day on Monday.
Oh, okay.
You guys just blow me away. I love what you're pumping out, man. Wish I had you guys here in New York.
I heard that. Alvin, thank you. Thank you so much, man.
God bless you,
God
man.
God bless you.